Thank God.
So we are 真的要赞美感谢主。
Let's turn the book of Acts chapter 15.
我们看《使徒行传》的第十五章。
Tonight, we'd like to share with you understanding the will of God.
今天晚上的题目就是要明白神的旨意。
We know last week in chapter 14, Paul he almost stoned to death.
在《使徒行传》十四章，保罗几乎被石头打死。
Even though he was almost stoned to death, but it did not stop him from continuing to preach the everlasting gospel.
但是他还是继续传扬这个神的永生之道。
Because he went through this trial and tribulation, he was able to encourage other brothers and sisters to stand fast in their faith.
所以保罗经过这样子的患难所以他能够勉励信徒要这个恒守所信的道。
So for every single one of us who go through trial and tribulation,
所以每一位经过这个危险患难的人
if we can understand the reason why we're going through it, then we can help others to encourage them also to stand fast in their faith.
我们经过这些患难，我们也可以坚固那些在患难软弱中的这个弟兄姐妹。
Because every time we go through trial and tribulation,
每次我们经过这个患难的时候
，there's a reason behind it, and that reason we have to understand what is the will of God for us.
就是在背后我们要了解到底神的旨意是什么。
And then in chapter 15,
然后到第十五章
，you know, we know chapter 15 is a very famous chapter.
这第十五章是这个很有名的这一章。
This is a time that the Council of Jerusalem came together and talked and tried to resolve on a doctrine, circumcision doctrine.
因为这耶路撒冷的这个使徒他们聚集要谈论有关于这个割礼的事情。
We know in the book of Acts we can learn many things from the disciple and the apostle during that time.
我们借着《使徒行传》可以了解当时候的使徒他们处理这个教会的事情。
We have studied in Acts chapter 5 when Sapphira and Ananias they lied to the Holy Spirit during that time.
比方说在第五章有提到这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉夫妻他们这样子欺骗圣灵的事。
So during that time, Peter he really need to understand the will of God to be able to deal with this kind of situation.
所以彼得他必须要了解神的旨意他才知道要怎样处理这一对夫妻的事情。
Because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, then he can resolve the situation very easy.
彼得他被圣灵充满所以他可以这个轻易的来处理这件事。
And then on chapter 6, there's also another situation.
到第六章又是另外一个情况。
And this is the time that the woman was being neglected from their daily distribution.
就是当时的是寡妇他们在这每天的这饮食上的饮食供应上被忽略了。
So because the apostle was filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是使徒们他们因为被圣灵充满
and then they truly can understand the will of God.
他们也能够了解神的旨意。
So in that time, they chose 7 deacons to serve to help them to do the ministry.
所以他们从当中选出七个能够来处理这个管理患事的事情。
So you can see the first situation was their relationship, you know, Ananias and Sapphira, their problem was their relationship with God.
这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉这对夫妻是他们跟神的关系。
But with the one that in chapter 6 is the problem with administration problem.
到第六章的时候是教会在管理这个执事上的问题。
And now chapter 15 is a doctrinal problem.
那么到第十五章是有关于这个教义的事情。
And all these three problems always can exist in the church.
那么这三样事情经常会在教会发生。
Even though it exists in our church, but we have need to have the wisdom and understanding what is the will of God for us to resolve it.
那么就是要处理这些事情我们必须要了解神的旨意是什么。
So if we go to Acts chapter 15.
所以我们今天来查考使徒行传的第十五章。
From verse 1 to verse 5, this is the time that the situation came up of circumcision.
这第一节到第五节就是教会当中有关于这割礼的事情发生。
Then verse 16 to verse 21, this is the solution that the apostle and the elders came to resolve this situation.
那么十一节到二十一节就是使徒他们怎样子同心这个被圣灵这个指导他们知道怎样处理这个事情。
Then from verse 22 to 29, this is the decree that they came up with.To send to the churches in Antioch.
那么这个二十二节到二十九节他们就从当中拣选些人送他们到安提亚教会去。
And verse 30 to verse 35, this when the disciple received this decree, they were very joyful.
这个三十节到三十五节就是众人他们接到被差遣的。那么他们当时就非常喜乐。
So this chapter really tells us if we have any kind of problem inside a church.
所以这几段圣经表示说我们在教会若遇到什么事情。
If those of us who are in charge of the church.
那些这个管理教会事情的人,
and we be able to pray and really understand the will of God.
若是他们接着祷告,能够了解神的旨意,
then we can find solution to resolve the problems very easy.
他们就可以很轻易的来寻找这个解决的方法。
So we be able to do this every time there's a problem, then the church will continue to grow.
那么都是教会遇到这难题被解决的,那么教会的成长就很容易。
But a lot of time when problems arise in our church,
但是有时候这个我们教会事情发生,
sometimes it's very difficult to resolve it.
也经常是很困难处理。
Why? Because sometimes all of us, we are not filled with the Spirit of God. And let's go to chapter 15, see what we can learn from it.
那我们看这个15章,
chapter
15,
verse
1. 15章的第一节,
and certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
所以有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说你们若不按摩西的规条说割礼不能得救。
Actually during this time they just say there's a certain brethren, we don't know who he is.
我们不晓得这几个这个弟兄是谁。
So during the time he proclaimed, unless a person is circumcised and then he cannot be saved.
但是他们说你们若不按摩西的规条说割礼就不能得救。
But you can see in verse 2, because during the time Paul and Barnabas, right, they have the, and they disputed with them.
这个保罗跟巴拉巴就跟他们大大的纷争辩论。
But during the time they know they cannot resolve with just by themselves.
但是他们知道不能够靠着自己就能够解决这个教条的问题。
So at that time they determined to send Paul and Barnabas to go to Jerusalem to apostles and elders about this question.
所以他们就打发这个保罗跟巴拉巴上耶路撒冷去跟众使徒长老来商量解决的方案。
Actually, this is a very wonderful protocol.
我想这样子的方法是一个很好的解决的方案。
Of course, sometimes maybe doing Bible study or doing some kind of fellowship, we have some kind of question that we cannot answer.
比方说有时候在我们团契或者查经的时候有些难题我们没有办法解答。
Instead of continuing to argue, we should always ask those who are more spiritual than we are.
与其说大家彼此在那边辩论，不如我们问比较有这个属灵智慧的长者。
Why? Because those who are spiritual, they might spend a lot of time in the Bible and they can understand the will of God better than we do.
因为那些比较有经验的属灵长者，他们长时间在研究圣经的道理，他们比我们还更加的长进。
But there's nothing wrong to have different opinion, different ideas, different things.
但是就是在这个信徒当中有不同的。 这个观点也并不是不好的事。
But when it comes to doctrine, we really need to be careful.
但是当有提到这个教义的事情的时候，那我们要小心。
Because nowadays, I can hear that many people talk about the topic we talked about last Thursday? The last day, right? The end days? The rapture.
就是提到这个基督再来的时候，这个信徒被提到空中的事。
Actually, a lot of people love to talk about this topic.
有关于被提到空中的事，大家很喜欢来讨论。
Why? Because the mainstream Christian, they've been talking about this.
因为这个一般的这个主流的这个基督教派，他们经常谈论这个事情。
So when I was in Hawaii, there was a great division because of this topic.
所以在夏威夷，我在当时在夏威夷教会的时候，他们当中也有很多的这个问题。
Why? Because everybody have different ideas about the end days.
因为每一个人对于这个周末的事情，大家的意见不同。
So for them, I encourage them to talk or the right, to talk to those who are more senior than they are.
所以我就勉励他们说，你们应该请教那些在属灵上。 比较这个长者的他们意见是什么？
Because I can see that most of them who argue with this rapture, they really do not understand from the biblical point of view what is a rapture.
因为他们提到这个被提的事情的时候，他们并不了解这圣经有关于这被提的事实是什么。
Actually, the rapture itself is not biblical. The word itself.
因为这个身体变化被提，这个英文的rapture,
so for us,
并不是圣经的名词。
Instead, division, have this kind of division, this kind of topic, then we really should just put it into our heart and try to ask questions to those who really understand about it.
所以当遇到这些难题的时候，我们还是请教那些属灵的长者比较好。
So during this time, Paul and Barnabas they were sent to Jerusalem.
所以保罗跟巴拿巴他们就被送到耶路撒冷的公会去。
Then verse 3, as they were sent through the Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of Gentile, and many people were so joyful because of this.
那么到第三节就是说他们经过腓尼基、撒玛利亚，随处传讲外邦人归主的事情，那么弟兄他们都很欢喜。
Because we know Barnabas and Paul, they were sent to the Gentile to preach the everlasting gospel.
这个因为巴拿巴跟保罗他们被差派到这外邦人当中来宣讲神的道理。
So during this time in verse 4, not only they reported to all the brethren, but they also report to the apostle and the elders during that time.
所以他们把这个外邦人这个信主的事情这个向众弟兄来传说。
But in verse 5, in verse 5,
到第五节的时候。
But some of the sect of the Pharisee who believe rose up, saying it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses.
就是有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，叫他们婚户这个遵守摩西的律法。
Actually, this situation is very, very difficult to resolve.
这一类的事情是很难解决的。
Why? Because for almost 4,000 years, right, that God, from the beginning, the people need to be circumcised if they want to be saved.
因为这个在从四千年以来根据这个旧约圣经的道理那些这个犹太人他们一定要这个受摩西的律法，就是受割礼。
So we think about those of Pharisees who studied the law. They must be convinced, yes, that's what you need to do to be circumcised.
所以那些门徒就是从法利赛教门起来的他们心里真的相信一定要借着这个摩西的律法受割礼才能得救。
Why? Because all the law they study, this is what it tells them to do.
因为他们都是在查考摩西的律法这就是摩西的律法所告诉他们的。
So the Pharisees have the right to raise this question up.
所以这个法利赛的教门的门徒他们要提出这个问题出来。
So this problem was such a difficult one, so that's why the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter.
那么有关于这一方面的这个教条这个教义非常的难以解答所以使徒跟众长老他们必须要聚集来商讨。
How did they resolve this matter?
来商讨一个解决的方案。
Look at in verse 7.
那我们看第七节。
Saying when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them,
说他们辩论已经许久了，那么这时候彼得就起来对众弟兄来说话。
Can you imagine during a time why they having a meeting where their elders and apostles are disputing against one another?
我们可不可以想象，是当时候那些使徒跟众长老他们聚集这个商讨他们彼此当中有很多的辩论。
That's why I said earlier, it's nothing wrong to raise ideas and question during the meeting.
所以我意思就是说在我们讨论的时候这个提出问题这是正当的。
But make sure on the end of this meeting we can understand the will of God and do accordingly.
但是我们要确实的知道这个在这个商讨之后我们真的能够了解神的旨意是什么。
So during time because of this dispute, Peter rose up and spoke to them.
那么因为他们彼此这个辩论了很久了，那么这时候彼得就站起来。
So during that time he knew his own experience, what happened to him to testify to the council during that time.
这个彼得他就起来做见证就是神借着他传到外邦人的时候的外邦人当中发生的事情。
Because during that time he said, you know that a good while ago, God chose among us that my mouth, the Gentile should hear the word of gospel and believe.
他说这个你们中间拣选了我叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道而且相信。
Actually, we know that Peter was the first one to preach to the Gentiles.
彼得是最先向外邦人传福音的使徒。
Because in chapter 10, he's the one that preached to Cornelius' household, and he's the one with his own eye, he can see that they received the Holy Spirit.
因为在第十章就是彼得他第一次向哥尼流一家传福音，而且这个 他亲眼见到这个圣灵也降到这个哥尼流这个一家听到的人的外邦人身上。
So that's why in verse 8 say God who knows the heart acknowledged them by giving them the Holy Spirit just as he did to us.
所以第八节彼得继续说知道人心的神也为着他们做了见证是圣灵给他们正如给我们一样。
So during that time Peter truly understand the will of God.
所以当时候的彼得他真的了解神的旨意。
He knows that the Gentile do not need to be circumcised.
他知道这外邦人信主不需要借着割礼得救。
Why? Because during that time, God already gave them the Holy Spirit as they listened to the word of God as He speak to them.
因为正当彼得跟他们传福音的时候，那么圣灵就降到那些听到的外邦人身上。
And then in verse 9 say, and make no distinction between us and them, purify their heart by faith.
所以第九节说，因为借着信就洁净了他们的心。并不分他们或者是我们。
So what? How do we know what is the will of God?
所以我们怎么知道到底什么是神的旨意呢
？I see during that time Peter know because the Holy Spirit is working with him and also working and be given to the Gentile. That's why he knows this is the will of God.
因为这个彼得被圣灵所充满，而且彼得也亲眼看见。圣灵也降到那些听到的外邦人的身上。
That's why in verse 10 it says, "Do not put any more yoke on their neck, right? On their neck."
所以第十节说，我们不要把这个祖宗跟我们所不能负的轭，要换在他们的颈项上。
And then during the time after Peter have stopped speaking,
那么彼得说完的话以后
，then you can see in verse 12 it says, "Then all the multitude kept silent and listened."
说众人他们都默默的无声。那么听巴拿巴跟保罗的话。
So during the time, right, as they keep silent, yes, they listen to Barnabas and Paul what they have to say.
那么这个时候呢，他们就听这个巴拿巴跟保罗所说的话了。
And during the time, Barnabas and Paul declare to them the miracles and wonders God had worked through them among the Gentiles.
那么这个时候呢，就借着这个巴拿巴跟保罗的口。来述说神借着他们在外邦人当中所行的神迹奇事。
So you can see during that time, how do we know the will of God? Because the miracles and signs and wonders follow what they have to do during that time.
所以他们怎么知道这个神的这个、做事的方法呢？就是借着这个神迹奇事来证实所传的道。
And then in verse 14, 15, and 16, this is the time that James is the one that stood up and also spoke to them.
那么十四节到十六节这个时候呢就是这个雅各他站起来说话来做一个结论。
Actually, in this one, verse 13, it said, And after they had become silent, James answered and said, Men and brethren, listen to me.
所以十三节说他们住了声之后那么雅各就说诸位弟兄请听我的话。
Even though during the time there were great dispute,
所以刚开始的时候他们当中这个大大的争论。
Because Peter, Paul, Barnabas and James, the one who filled with the Holy Spirit, when they speak according to the will of God.
但是彼得这个巴拉巴保罗以至到雅各他们有圣灵这被圣灵充满所以他们借着圣灵来说话。
So because during this time, people just sat down and listened, no more disputing.
所以这个时候呢众人他们默默无声的来静听这个以上几位的说话。
But what did James use, right, to understand this is the will of God.
那么到底雅各说些什么话使他们知道这是神的旨意呢
？And then verse 14, he says, Simon has declared how God at the first visited Gentile to take out of them a people for His name.
这个十四节说，方才这个西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人。从他们中间拣起百姓归自己的名下。
And verse 15 says, and with this, the words of the prophet agree, just as is written, verse 16.
十五节说，众先知的话也以这意思相合。
I say, after this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruin and will set it up. Verse 17.
那么十六节继续讲说，此后我要回来重新建造这个大卫倒塌的帐幕。被破坏的重新修造建立起来
so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord even all the Gentile who are called by my name say the Lord who does all these things
十七节说叫圣义的人就是凡称我名下的外邦人都寻求主
so during the time James he knew right during the time of course there's no Bible he knew the word of God to back up what, you know, what to understand the will of God.
啊, 所以说当时候他们没有像我们现在圣经, 啊, 但是雅各, 啊, 他了解这个圣经上的意思, 啊, 所以就能够重述, 啊, 这个圣经里面的意思。
Actually, nowadays, there should be no different at all. Well, how can we understand the will of God?
啊, 今天我们要怎样子了解神的旨意, 啊, 跟当时候使徒时代, 啊, 完全是一样的。
For example, if we want to talk about the doctrine of Holy Spirit,
啊, 比方说都是我们要提到这个圣灵的教义的事。
How do we know what we speak about the Holy Spirit is true?
啊, 那我们怎么知道说我们所说的圣灵是真的?
The reason we know because every time we speak and when we pray, people receive the Holy Spirit.
啊, 因为每次我们这样传讲圣灵, 那么, 啊, 这个, 啊, 祷, 这个众人祷告的时候, 他们就领受了这样的圣灵。
Actually, when we go to Ghana, this is very obvious when we talk about doctrine to those who do not believe.
比方说我们在加纳，这个对那些不信的人，我们传讲这个圣灵的道理的时候，
most of the time after they listen to the word of God,
这个很多时候当他们听了我们所说的道,
then we kneel down and pray together,
那我们大家一起跪下祷告,
they receive the Holy Spirit.
他们就得到圣灵了。
And not only that, sometimes miracles and signs follow right afterward.
而且不仅得到圣灵，还有很多的神迹奇事来随着来证实所说的道。
And then when we go to the Bible, everything is recorded in the Bible, what we have done for the Lord.
所以我们再回到圣经，就是这个圣经里面，神借着我们所说的，都有证实的。
Actually, if we want to talk about all our basic doctrine in True Jesus Church,
谈到这个我们教会的这个基本的这个得救的要道。
We know this basic doctrine is according to the will of God.
因为我们教会的这个基本得救要道就是根据神的道。
Why? Because what we preach is true.
因为这就是正是我们所传的。
And the Holy Spirit is the one that testifies for us.
而且圣灵也给我们做见证。
And miracles and signs also testify for us.
而且还有神迹奇事随着来证实我们所传的道。
And whatever we do is biblical, it's according to the Bible.
所以我们所说的，我们所传的都是根据圣经。
So because this alone that we know that whatever we preach is true.
所以因为这样子，所以我们知道我们所传的是真理。
And whatever doctrine we believe is true.
我们所信的这个得救的要道也是真理。
So that's why during that time the Council of Jerusalem just kept silent.
所以当时候，这个耶路撒冷公会的使徒他们就默默无声了。
Because they understood whatever Peter said, whatever Barnabas said, whatever Paul said, whatever James said is according to the will of God.
因为他们听，不管是这个彼得，或者是巴拿巴，或者是保罗，或者是雅各。 他们所说的都是根据圣经。
Because these four people were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为这四位，他们都被圣灵所充满。
So because of this, they can truly understand the will of God.
那么因为这样子，他们真的能够了解神的旨意。
So because of this, they resolved the situation in this meeting.
也是因为这样子，所以他们能够在开会的时候能够得到这个正确的这个答案。
Why? Because they speak from the wisdom of God Himself.
因为他们是借着神的这个。
So that's why in chapter 15, verse 22,
所以在15章22节,
say, then it pleases the apostle and elder with the whole church to send chosen men of their company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren.
22节说，当时那时使徒和长老并全教会订立从他们中间拣选人，差他们和保罗、巴拿巴同往安提阿去。 所拣选的就是称为巴撒巴的犹大和希拉这两个人在弟兄中是做首领的。So
because during that time they understand the will of God.
因为他们了解神的旨意。So
during that time it pleased everyone in the council in the council of Jerusalem.
所以他们提出这两个人的时候，那么耶路撒冷公会的使徒他们都很赞成。
So because of this, they want to send out a decree what they have, what had happened.
所以他们就写个信，交付给他们。
And they want to send out the decision they have made over this difficult question, a difficult situation that they're going through.
在信中述说，就是他们怎样子来解决这个很难得到答案的这个有关于这个教义的这个教条教义的这个答案。
That's why in verse 28 is very interesting.
因此在28节就很有意思。
Say, for they seem good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
所以因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担换在你们身上。
Actually, every situation, every question that we have in a church, we should come to this conclusion.
事实上在我们教会所做的任何的决议啊，应该也是同样的。
It seemed good to the Holy Spirit.
啊，意思就是说圣灵啊啊跟我们啊这个多啊觉得啊合意。
If it seemed good to the Holy Spirit, also be seemed good to us. Why? Because we are the one that guided by the Holy Spirit.
啊，都是啊圣灵啊觉得这个啊同意，那么我们也是借着圣灵啊来做决定的。
So that's why sometimes in our church, sometimes people come up with different doctrines rather than the doctrine we have already in church.
So 有时候在教会啊，都是有些人啊，他们发明了一些啊，这个说啊，一些邪说啊，不跟我们教会的这个教义啊是相符的。
For example, people say that foot washing. Some people say foot washing is not part to have. No, it's not part of salvation.
比方都是有人说啊，这个洗脚礼跟我们得救是没有相关的。
So if the GA did not write a decree out to tell us this, then we should not believe it.
啊，那么都是总会啊不写信啊告诉这个啊这个啊有关于教会啊有关于这样的事情是错误的话，
and also,
那我们怎样子来接受呢
？And also for Sabbath.
啊，或者是提到这个安息日。
Some people believe that Sabbath start in on Saturday, not on Friday night.
有些人认为说这个安息日应该是从礼拜六早上开始。
But if the GA did not send a decree out to tell us this, then we should not believe it.
但是若是总会没有这个写信跟我们讲说应该是从礼拜六早上开始，那我们就不应该要相信。
Why? Just like God gave the authority to the council in Jerusalem at that time to make decision.
就好像神把这个属灵的权柄给当受使徒就是在耶路撒冷公会的使徒一样。
So nowadays God gives the authority to GA also to make decision for every single one of us.
所以今天这个神也把这个权柄给我们的总会让他能够告诉我们所当遵守的这个规定是什么。
So the best thing we can do for them is to pray for them that they can understand truly the will of God.
那么最好的方法就是我们为那些总会的负责人祷告，让他们真的能够了解神的旨意。
If they understand the will of God when it comes to certain difficulty or just certain difficulty questions,
若是他们真的了解神的旨意当他们遇到这个难以解答的有关于这个教义的事情的时候
，and then if they can resolve it because they understand the will of God, then they can become very happy.
那么若是能够借着圣灵的帮助。能够有这个合理的这个解答
Not only that,
那么大家都会觉得欢喜
but also make our church continue to grow
不仅是大家觉得欢喜而且也可是教会能够成长
So that's why in verse 30
所以在第三十节
So when they were sent off they came to Antioch and when they had gathered the multitude together they delivered the letter verse 31
三十节说他们既奉了差遣下了安提亚去聚集众人那交互书信三十一节
When they had read it they rejoiced over encouragement
说众人念了因为信上安慰的话就欢喜了
Actually this is the way we should deal with different situation
这个就是我们应该这个解决这个不同的问题的方法
Any kind of question any kind of difficulty the church should have a solution for it
不管是遇到任何的这个患难那么教会呢应该有一个解答然后呢这个交互这个书信那么传到这众教会去
And after we find solution we should send out to the members so we can encourage them to continue to on our way to the heavenly kingdom
就是得到这个解决的方案那么应该这个以书信传给这个教会的众信徒使大家念了那么得到安慰
So praise and thank God for tonight
感谢神
Now we're going to come up and pray together.
这是我们到前面来祷告。
We really praise and thank God, Pacifica Church, we have been very active lately.
感谢主这个目前这个Pacifica教会好像大家就这个比较活跃起来。
The Young Adult Fellowship is going very well.
这个刚进社会的这个年轻人他们的活的团契也比较活跃了。
I mean, on Tuesday night we have the young, the youth Bible fellowship.
礼拜五晚上就是有那些刚进社会的年轻人的的这个查经。
And once a month, out of this, once a month, we go and do visitation.
那么一个月有一次我们出去访问。
And praise and thank God, it's going really well.
那感谢神，一切都进行得很顺利。
And for me, I feel very encouraged because all these things is happening.
那么对于我来讲，我自己得到很大的鼓励。
And also on Wednesday night, we decided maybe we last week we went to visit some of the people in the nursing home or the rehab home there in Pacifica.
上个礼拜我们决定我们就是到这个Pacifica 的是老人院去。访问我们过去这个布道的对象。
And we are hoping that we can do this every single Wednesday night.
我们也希望这个礼拜三晚上我们继续这样做。
So we can develop a relationship one-to-one with the people there.
所以我们可以一对一的跟他们保持关系。
Because Mama Ku, she's been going to visit there on Saturday after service.
因为这个谷之四洋礼拜六聚完会以后也去访问当中的某些人。
And thank God she's been developing a good relationship with them.
因为这样子就能够跟他们有好的这个关系的
发展。So we'll be able to do every Wednesday night, this also be wonderful.
所以都是我们每个礼拜三晚上可以这样做也是很好。
And we know Thursday night once a month.
那么礼拜四晚上一个月一次。
Thank God we did this several times already.
我们已经做了几次了。
We have a Bible, a family service over Sister Shan Xia's place in San Francisco.
就是在祥家的家有这个有些这个查经的聚会。
And praise and thank God, there's about 8-10 of us every time.
感谢主，大概都每次都有八位到十位参加。
So you can see, almost every night we can do something for our Lord.
所以事实上每个晚上我们都能够做一些事。
Of course, Friday night we have service, Saturday we have service.
礼拜晚上我们有聚会，礼拜六就是安息日聚会。
And almost every Saturday night the youth have fellowship.
几乎是每个礼拜六晚上这个年轻人他们有团契。
So you can see that God truly listened to our prayer.
所以感谢神神的确听我们的祷告。
May we continue to have the courage and the strength to continue to pray for one another.
所以我们希望能够大家彼此继续的代祷。
Because we need the strength from our Lord.
因为我们必须要从神那里得到力量。
The more we can have the strength from Him, the more they can do more work for Him.
我们从神得到更多的力量，我们就能够为神做更多的事。
So tonight, as we kneel down and pray,
所以今天晚上我们祷告的时候
，pray for all the different events that's going on here.
为着在教会做的各样子的圣工来
祷告。And also go through your mind one by one, pray for all the brothers and sisters here.
然后在我们的脑海当中也随时想到这个教会当中所有的弟兄姐妹为他们的需要来祷告。
So may God listen to our prayer.
愿神听我们的祷告。
Let's come up and pray together.
我们这时候到前面来一起来祷告。